Teams as well came through before that with African Woman. You are tuned into the last hour of the Eagle Trip on UJFM 95.4. It's time for us to actually start with UJ Insight. So we're starting a bit early whereby we get to give you updates regarding the University of Johannesburg. This afternoon, we're talking about the UJ TED Talks and, of course, the library event program. In studio, I am joined by Renika Pende, who is in marketing and special projects for the University of Johannesburg Library, and also Theodore Laura Mudise, who is the event coordinator, of course, for UJ. Ladies, thank you so much. And welcome to the Eagle Trip again. How are you doing?
Thank you for having us yet again.
How are you doing? How is 2020 treating you?
Well, we came back with a big bang, I would say, for both of us. So we are full swing. The library is operating. And if anybody visits the library, there's lots happening. It's a huge hub at the moment.
Yeah. Miss Theodora, how is 2020 treating you?
I think it's treating me very well. I come back very energized from the holidays. Mm. So watch out the space.
We can't wait. So we'll start with the UJ TED Talks, and of course we'll speak about the library events program later on. What is the UJ TED Talk series all about?
So Pumzile, we started the first, we actually call it UJ Talks. Mm. Okay, so we started the first UJ Talk series in March 2017. So it's like the TED Talks idea. So if you've watched TED Talks and you've watched the videos, it's actually the same kind of idea where we create a platform for inspiring topical talks and issues. Mm. The library has created this platform for UJ staff, for academics, and as of last year, we've now opened it up to students.
Yeah.
And it's just to express your views, debate, and exchange your knowledge on topical issues. We do it on a Friday. In UJ, we call it Culture Hour.
Yeah.
So it's just an hour between 12 and 1.
Mm. And we also understand the talks are informal. Is this the differentiating element from other discussions? And why choose this informal route?
So the idea was to take the student out of your lecture hall, to give you a space where you have the freedom to say what you want to say, to have a discussion, to have engaging conversations with the presenter. And it's very informal. So take off your shoes, sit on the couch, and have a conversation. That's the whole idea.
It sounds exciting. And can you please give us examples of some of the issues that have been discussed in the past?
We've had conversations. We've had talks on fake news, for example. We had somebody coming all the way from Cape Town.